Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are focusing our attention on something really specific, the mechanics of systemic resilience. Basically, how highly structured markets respond when the financial scaffolding underneath them, you know, suddenly shifts.
Right.
Our source material is a targeted excerpt from a research study titled simply Commission Practices and Market Adjustments.
And this is a great piece of material. I mean, the title itself is basically a roadmap.
Yeah.
It promises to look at cause, the shift in practices, and affect the resulting market adjustments. Right. But the real insight, the most profound part of the whole study, is in one very concise observation.
Exactly. Our mission today is to take that single powerful observation and just, you know, extract every single layer of insight from it. We're not looking for academic theory.
No, this is all about proven behavioral response.
So the key takeaway, the nugget we are diving into today, is this one observation. Buyers and sellers adjusted to shifts in commission practices.
And those seven words, they are just a really powerful statement about market health and behavior.
The phrasing is so important, isn't it? It doesn't just say the market adjusted, which is, you know, passive and abstract. Mm-hmm. It points directly at the active agents, the people. So we really need to explore what that adjustment actually entails and why the actions of buyers and sellers specifically are the critical insight here.
Okay, let's unpack this. To really understand the adjustment, we first have to define the initiating event. In the world of finance, what do commission practices really refer to? And what kind of shift are we actually analyzing here?
Well, when researchers talk about commission practices, they're usually referring to the established rules for, you know, for transactional compensation.
Really?
Think of them as the friction or maybe the lubricant in the transaction engine. They govern how the intermediary gets paid or how the cost of the transaction itself is paid and by whom.
So we're not just talking about a small change in like a brokerage fee. This is a structural alteration. Precisely. A shift implies a major structural change. Often it's regulatory or systemic, and it forces everyone in the market to completely recalculate their costs and their incentives.
Can you give an example?
Sure. A shift could involve mandatory unbundling of services. So a previously fixed all-inclusive commission suddenly gets broken down into separate fees for research, for execution, advisory services, you name it.
Ah, I see.
Or it could be a change in the incidence of the cost moving the burden of payment from, say, the seller to the buyer, or the other way around.
Wow. Okay, that is way more complex than just a simple price change. Changing who pays or forcing unbundling, that fundamentally changes the information everyone has.
Absolutely. When you force unbundling, for instance, you suddenly make costs visible that were, you know, hidden before inside a single fee.
And that creates a massive information shock.
A huge shock. Buyers and sellers can't rely on the old math anymore. They have to decide if these new segmented costs are actually worth the specific services they're paying for.
And that's what sets the stage for the market adjustments. But it's so easy to just assume the adjustments would be, I don't know, a drop in volume or something. But the research focuses on the behavior.
And that framing is key. It immediately moves the analysis away from, you know, high-level econometric modeling where you treat the market as one big thing.
Right.
And it brings it down to the tangible actions of millions of individual actors. I mean, if the people involved can't adapt, the system fails. The fact that the researchers highlighted buyers and sellers specifically tells us they were concerned with confirming the system's operational viability.
So it grounds the whole thing in behavioral economics. Adaptation is what comes before stability. Okay, here's where it gets really, really interesting. We've established there is a significant financial shock. The core observation is that the agents adjusted, what does that word adjusted really capture here? Did they just grumble and accept the new fees?
No, it's much more active than that. Adjusted means they actively process the new rules and then optimize their strategies to maximize their own self-interest within that new framework.
So it's an assertion of rational adaptation?
Exactly. They didn't retreat entirely. That would have been a market failure.
Yeah.
But they didn't just carry on as if nothing had changed either.
So what were the specific modes of adaptation? I mean, how does a buyer or a seller actively adjust to something like this?
We can break it down into a few key mechanisms. The first one, and most obvious, is repricing and cost internalization.
Okay.
So if a seller is now required to pay a new, higher commission, they'll likely try to bake that cost right into their asking price to maintain their profit margin.
That's the most straightforward way, right? Just pass the cost through.
Correct. But it also requires a change in expectations on the other side. the buyer now has to accept a potentially higher gross price. The second crucial mode is strategic behavior and service rebundling.
So finding workarounds.
Sort of. If regulators force, say, unbundling research from execution, market participants will find creative ways to either minimize those newly visible costs or, you know, gain a competitive advantage.
So sellers might start offering premium data packages that happen to look a lot like the previously bundled services, just under a new label.
Exactly that. It's the market participants using legal ambiguity or exploiting new opportunities. They adapt their product offering to offset the new cost or attract clients who value the newly visible components. It shows real market ingenuity.
But wait a minute, doesn't that kind of adjustment sometimes hide problems? I mean, if everyone's adapting that quickly, they might be concealing unintended consequences, like less transparency or more complexity just to keep their margins.
That's a critical point.
So is the adjustment always a sign of market health, or is it sometimes just market survival?
You've hit on it. While adjustment confirms survival, it doesn't necessarily confirm optimization or efficiency. The researchers were confirming that the market continued to clear transactions. But you are right. The adaptation might lead to more fragmentation or maybe a reduction in overall market liquidity at first as everyone struggles to figure out the new equilibrium. The fact they adjusted means the system didn't seize up. But the quality of that adjustment is a whole secondary question.
And if you think about the psychology of it, the resilience here is driven by the fact that the underlying motivation, the desire to make a profitable trade, never changes.
That's the ultimate conclusion. The goals of maximizing profit or utility, they're invariant. So when the constraints, the commission practices change, the rational agent just finds the new best path to that same old goal.
So the market adjustment is really the macro-level result of millions of little individual optimization exercises happening all at once.
That's the definition of a truly dynamic and resilient market system.
So the market adjustments in the title aren't some external force. They're just the total sum of all these micro-adjustments.
Precisely. The observation proves that participants have the cognitive flexibility and the financial incentive to internalize a huge systemic shock without needing, you know, some external intervention to restart the engine. They are, in essence, the decentralized shock absorbers of the whole financial system.
This ability for the system to self-correct is really the core insight. But let's dig into the so what. Why would the researchers make a point of highlighting the buyers and sellers specifically? Why not just publish the data showing transaction volume stayed stable?
Because confirming that adaptability addresses the number one fear surrounding any structural financial change.
Which is?
Market collapse. When you alter core mechanisms like commissions, the biggest risk isn't inefficiency, it's that the market freezes. If participants get paralyzed by uncertainty, transactions just stop.
So the finding is almost like a proof of concept for regulatory confidence. If you're a policymaker thinking about shifting fees or mandating transparency, you need to know the players won't just take their ball and go home.
Absolutely. This finding provides the foundational confidence that market participants prioritize engagement. Their desire to complete a trade, even under, you know, suddenly complex terms, it supersedes the desire to protest or wait for the old rules to come back.
It also gives us insight into how sophisticated the participants are. They aren't mindless.
No, they're actively managing their risk and cost profiles in real time. And that speaks to market maturity. The adaptability of buyers and sellers is the foundation of overall market stability. It shows the market can, well, metabolize change.
That's a good way to put it.
This is critical because these shifts often introduce significant information asymmetry, and the market still managed to find a new functional equilibrium despite all that initial confusion.
So if we were to summarize the policy implication here, it's that structural adjustments, even big ones, aren't necessarily fatal to a market.
As long as that market contains agents who are highly motivated and responsive to incentives, yes.
The market actors just absorbed the change, recalculated their positions, and kept going.
Exactly. The finding fundamentally confirms that decentralized, self-interested behavior, when you add it all up, leads to systemic stability even when the rules are suddenly flipped on their head.
So we took one core finding from this study, commission practices and market adjustments, and we used it to analyze, well, not just a financial event, but the incredible active adaptability of the market's fundamental building blocks.
The buyers and the sellers.
The buyers and the sellers.
And understanding that the human and institutional agents are the real engine of adaptation is just. It's essential. It shifts the whole focus from the technical details of the change itself to the capacity for behavioral response.
Yeah.
Market health isn't defined by staying the same. It's defined by the speed and effectiveness of its adjustment.
They didn't retreat. They recalibrated. They optimized under a new regime. It confirms that inherent resilience.
It sets a really powerful baseline for what markets can withstand.
So since buyers and sellers adjusted to shifts in commission practices, we have to ask the final provocative question for you to take away and mull over. This research confirms the market did adjust in this instance. But where's the tipping point? Are there any shifts in practices or any structural changes, whether they're about commissions, regulations, technology, that would be so large, so sudden, or so damaging to the foundational incentives that market participants actually couldn't adjust? What are the true limits of market adaptability before a system just breaks down into paralysis? That's something to keep in mind as you watch how the world around you processes future shocks.